This week, a Filipino woman in a high-rent midtown section of Manhattan was kicked to the ground and stomped while her attacker yelled, "You don't belong here." Asians in Hawaii have felt relatively safe, but even here, people are questioning Hawaii's reputation as a melting pot. Some say discrimination may just look a little different here. Professor Emeritus Jonathan Okamura is the author of Ethnicity and Inequality in Hawaii, his area of specialty for more than 30 years at UH Manoa.
Perpetual foreigners, that's one of the dominant racist stereotypes of Asian Americans.
COVID-19 just brought it to the surface, Okamura says, but shunning and violence are overt expressions of subtler dynamics that happen every day. Tech developer Jeff Kim lived on the East Coast, in L.A., and in Chicago. As a teen, he recalls a friend with whom he thought he shared mutual understanding and respect.
And then one day I saw him just passing by on the street, and he said, "Hey, Jeff, my favorite Asian friend." And I told him, I said, why can't I just be your favorite friend, period, you know? And he just kind of laughed it off, you know, and it cut pretty deep.
How racism plays out in Hawaii involves humor. The police chief who imitated Japanese on Kauai thought it was funny. Okamura differentiates so-called jokes that relate ethnic groups to roaches, to demeaning characteristics, and to inferior jobs. But he says ethnic humor is possible.
I used to like Booga Booga because it was not spiteful, thinking especially of rap replicants jokes. He made fun of Japanese. He made fun of Japanese names. So the Japanese
Yasutake, Takamine, Minahira, Hirayama, Yamanaka, Nakashima, Shimakuro, Kurosato.
Okamura says this is different from what he calls demeaning and destructive humor, targeting, for example, Filipinos and Micronesians in Hawaii. If Hawaii has an ethnic humor expert, it's comedian Frank De Lima. De Lima contends laughing is the main thing, whatever it takes. He says non-professionals need to find the right audience too. And for audiences,
just look through all the different types of comedy and find the one you like. And the ones you don't like, just let other people who may like it enjoy it. You just enjoy yours. Let other people enjoy theirs.
At the rally against anti-Asian hate last Saturday, entrepreneur Mylan Yamamoto Tansinko told me she's realizing jokes can be microaggressions, cuts that accumulate.
I'm also guilty, you know, of like these microaggressions that's making me think about what we're like, oh yeah, you know, we make fun of each other, that's how it is, but I realize like it can hurt people.
As part of recognizing Asian hate and stereotyping in Hawaii, we're changing what we think is funny. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.